Coy Gibbs, JGR Yamaha. Really good first moto for your guys, and not so good second, but not bad.
Yeah, Justin had a good solid day the whole time. I mean, I think we went 5-6 there, which is good. Good for him, especially coming back off an injury. And then Davey looked great first moto. You know, we need a little more speed around with the top two guys, but he had a great race. And then second moto, I think on the start, he dug his knee in the ground, hurt his left knee, and then rode by me about 10 times pointing at it just to make sure that I knew it was something. At first, I was like, is the bike messed up? And then he kept slapping his knee every lap, so I figured out his knee was messed up. Well, after I knew it was messed up, he still was pointing at it.
Well, the first moto was really good for him, right? I mean, that was probably the best you'd seen all year.
Yeah, no, I think what was good about it is early in the race, he was aggressive and went for it and stayed up front, ran the same speed, which that's what we've been looking for all year. Because we know, you know, he's obviously talented. You know, we're just going to check his knee out when we get back. Mm-hmm. Hopefully he's good to go.
And with Brayton missing so much time, a 5-6 is all you can really ask, huh?
No, that was great. That was good. That's a good solid run for him.
It's not NASCAR. It's not a run.
Yeah, it's kind of a run. similar to a run. Why is it not a run? Why can it not be a run?
It's a moto.
It's a run. It's a race.
Hey, so
run a race.
It's a race. 4th of July, Redbud. You like coming here?
You're going to make this go downhill really fast,
no,
aren't you?
I'm trying to keep it online. July 4th weekend.
I am not going to lie to you. Most of the time, I hate getting to an outdoor race. I love the race itself, mm-hmm. but the actual drive and flying into crazy places, mm-hmm. I'm not a fan of that. I like coming here.
Okay. Silly season's heating up.
It is.
Both of your riders are under contract. What can you tell us?
Both my riders.
Are up in their contract.
Did I sign them already?
Yeah, you've already signed them. No, both guys are looking for a deal. What's going on with that? We know you're talking to Brian Dungey. Your manager already let that cat out of the bag, so don't deny it. What's going on?
Are you kidding me? I said nothing. No, we're just – I mean, it's the same thing we do every year. And Jeremy's got a good point. We just talk to everybody we possibly can. And then, you know, we love the two guys we have. We're just going to see what fits for us here and hopefully get a good deal moving on to the future. I mean, financially, it's been a really good year for us. I mean, we got a good solid year coming next year. So I'm excited about that. Obviously, you'd like to have, you know, be on the box every week, so mm-hmm. we're trying to figure out how we can do that.
Rumor also, too, that you may be switching OEMs. I heard that today. Are you looking at that, too, or is that already done and locked up with Yamaha? Or?
No, you know, we do one-year deals every year, so we're always...
So everything's up?
I mean, everything's always up pretty much mm-hmm. every year. So, okay. You know, same thing. We're just looking around, see if something fits better, but we're happy to ride Yamahas. I think the bike's great. I think our guys... look great on the bikes. I would say this, you know, a couple times this year, Justin and Davey were the best two going through the whoops, and I am not very good at looking at things like that. In fact, in between eating in the press box with you,
and
the video games. No, but you know, the bikes are really good. I don't know why people are saying it's not, and I disagree. I think it's a great bike, easy to get power out of too.
You having fun this year? How's this year rank? Compared to the past, overall?
You know, it's been a good, solid year. We probably haven't had a ton of excitement. Being up front today was good. It's always fun when you can run up front. I like it just because the guys work so hard, and it's, you know, kind of payoff for all their hard work. But, you know, it's you're just always trying to get better. Obviously, we want to be on the box every week, and if we aren't, it's a struggle.
You get pissed because you guys aren't improving as much as you want to?
I get pissed because I have to put this tent up and take it down for like a 15th. That pisses me off.
Yeah,
that's a lot of work.
Right.
And that's about the only time I get mad. No, I think it is a lot of work. It's, you know, it takes a lot of time. It's your life, basically.
Right.
So you get a grade every weekend, and hopefully, you know, we can step it up and get on the box every weekend. That's what we need.
That girl over there to your left should not be wearing those shorts.
I couldn't agree more. I like the muscle milk girls though. They're, you know, yeah. They got it going on.
All right, man. Well, hey, thanks for this enlightening interview. If you guys are hiring a trainer next year, I suggest you look my way.
Are you in? You could have you written a couple training manuals?
Yes.
Yeah. it would be like me writing a training manual. All I know, and I say this God's honest truth, we had a rider here that would come in probably a little hungover, eat a bag of Doritos, drink a Coke, and go win a race. So I think you can go overboard any direction. But obviously you need to eat decent and work hard. That's the biggest key.
Right. Steve Cox, are good training with you at all lately?
Steve, yeah. That was a shocker to me.
All right, thanks.
I'm not done. I'm still going.
Okay. Thanks.
Bye.